Greetings, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence. We're hearing of many firms focusing on how best to return to work once they get notice from whatever governmental authority they're listening to that tells them it's now safe to regather in the workplace. Regathering will be an exercise in new safety awareness, sensitivity to personnel, and algorithmic math, attempting to calculate comings and goings, seating placements, and spatial safety. This dance choreography will play itself out organization by organization with varying degrees of supposed success. The rising obsession with the return-to-work dynamic is, in our opinion, a red herring that commits valuable resources to spending time figuring out what may, in actuality, be irrelevant when what is truly critical is left unattended. We posit that it's not the location of human resources that ought to be top of mind in design firms, but rather the reframing of practice, the redefinition of authentic professional and commercial value, and ultimately the reinvention of the firm now that we're all standing on our heads. It's common that what's right in front of us screaming is what usually gets our attention. The idea of the squeaky wheel getting grease comes to mind. But is the screaming squeaky wheel what's really most important? Is it the immediacy of human resource proximity? Or is it the resilience built into the culture, business practices, leadership accountability, and management governance that ensures the sustainability of the firm, come hell or high water? Are you questioning the way you've been conducting business up until COVID-19 flipped us over? Are you questioning the status quo of the fundamental business practices of the firm, many of which have been utterly irresponsible, leaving firms in trouble in this current crisis? What about accountability? Is there a true system of accountability operating across the firm from the top executive to the entry-level associate? Here's a hint. There's no true accountability without a directly aligned consequence system in place. How about governance? The vernacular understanding of governance is decision-making. Is the decision-making process measurably effective in the firm, or is it operating from a dominant dictation, void of authentic collaboration and accountability? These are but a few of the reflective questions begging to be asked, longing for truthful responses. But there's more. When you strip away everything else, all the business hassles, all the trappings of leadership and professional ladder climbing, what does it mean to be an architect or design engineer? What's the core value, the driving energy, and purpose-driven calling to such worthy pursuits? Why did you get into this in the first place? Sometimes the journey of reinvention begins back at the beginning. It's there the seed of authentic value might be discovered. The secret to reinvention might be found. There's so much more to unpack about this. Suffice it to say for now, that it's time to step away from the squeaky wheels and start asking the hard questions. It's during this difficult, challenging, and even threatening time to explore, fight, argue, push and pull, and hopefully break through to discovering the profession anew. Until next time, this is Dave Gilmore, and this is Design Intelligence.